The cold front that passed through the region yesterday stalled out to our south, and after a quiet start, clouds will continue to increase today as another wave of low pressure will ride along that front and bring a period of rain to portions of the region, mainly south of the immediate Capital District, with a chance of showers up to and just north of the I-90 corridor as the wave passes to our south during the afternoon and evening. With the clouds and showers around, temperatures will be a touch below average for the day, peaking mainly in the mid and upper 70s. As that wave of low pressure moves east this evening, the showers will taper off and some clearing will take hold as we head on into our Friday. With the clearing overnight, we should see some areas of dense fog forming and temperatures back into the 50s and low 60s. With high pressure moving in, we'll see ample sunshine on Friday with dew points starting to rise and high temperatures returning to seasonable levels in the low to mid 80s. That'll be the case for Saturday as well, with much of Sunday looking fine, but as we head into next week, the models are hinting at a cutoff low forming and keeping our weather unsettled through at least the middle of the week, if not later than that. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe storms over central and eastern Pennsylvania and surrounding parts of northern Maryland, eastern West Virginia, northern Delaware, and New Jersey. There's a slight risk of severe storms over the central Appalachians into New Jersey, a marginal risk of severe storms from the upper Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic coast, and a marginal risk of severe storms from the Great Basin through the southern Rockies into parts of the southern Plains and Ozarks. Strong to severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and possibly a few tornadoes are expected today over parts of the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic area, including the areas mainly west and north of the Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia areas. Other strong to severe storms may occur from the Great Basin and southern Rockies into the southern plains. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 80. In Boston, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. And in Buffalo, rain this afternoon, then showers likely later in the day, highs in the upper 60s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 103 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 41 set in 1963. Sunrise and sunset data for today. July 9th, sunrise was at 5:26 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Scattered showers this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, a flash flood watch is in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon through late tonight. Cloudy with showers likely this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy, showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. It'll be warm and humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a flood watch in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon through late tonight. Cloudy with showers likely this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers and storms after midnight. Some of those storms may produce heavy rainfall, lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, scattered showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, cloudy with showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday becoming sunny and warmer with highs in the low to mid-80s. Saturday, nice and sunny with highs in the low to mid-80s. Mostly sunny to start. On Sunday, it'll be hot with highs in the mid and upper 80s. Partly sunny Monday, a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms with highs in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.